And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As the 2018 session draws to a close, state lawmakers are once again pulling large and controversial bills out of thin air and ramming them rapidly through the General Assembly. And that's why North Carolinians find themselves in the last week of June trying to get some kind of handle on a flood of proposals cascading through the legislature to amend the state constitution. The list of fundamental changes to state law that Republicans would permanently enshrine is stunning, both in terms of its length and breadth. It includes proposals on voter ID, capping the state income tax, grabbing appointments power from Governor Cooper, crime victims' rights, and even the absurd idea of establishing a constitutional right to hunt and fish. The list would be flawed and objectionable under any circumstances, but the fact that it's being pushed through during the final hours of a hectic and contentious session is quite simply an outrage. The bottom line, a harried and hurried end-of-session blitz is simply no way to enshrine permanent changes in the state constitution. Let's hope voters take this into account when and if they're asked to pass judgment on the list come November. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.